హాయ్ హలో ఫ్రెండ్స్, దిస్ ఈజ్ క్వార్టర్లీ జయసింహ స్పీకింగ్ టు యూ ఫ్రమ్ బీజిఎస్ వరల్డ్ స్కూల్ చిక్ బల్లాపూర్ బెంగళూరు. ఐఎమ్ హియర్ టు కండక్ట్ ఏ 5 డేస్ వర్క్షాప్ ఫార్ ద టీచర్స్ అండ్ ద స్టూడెంట్స్. యాజ్ ఐ వాజ్ ఇంటరాక్టింగ్ విత్ ద టీచర్స్ టుడే, మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ కంప్లైనింగ్ టు మీ దట్ యాజ్ దే ఆర్ ఏజింగ్ దేర్ మెమరీ ఈస్ కమింగ్ డౌన్. క్వైట్ నేచురల్, మెమరీ డిఫైన్స్ హూ వీఆర్. So if you have poor memory, that means you are not that worthful. But why does that happen? See, when we were children, we had limited data. So from the limited data, to pull out something that you require, it would hardly take any time. So you have quick recall and you feel that you have very good memory. But as we keep aging, we see many places, we meet many people, you read many books, and then we listen to many things and we say many things. So a lot of experiences, a lot of input. So in 21st century, we are overwhelmed with so much of data. In this huge pile of data, if somebody asks for something, to go and search and fetch it out, it'll take more time. So you take and you feel that your memory is not as good as it was. So quite natural that your memory keeps coming down as you are aging. And 1/5 of this world population are in this category. They in fact are suffering from Alzheimer's, dementia, absent-mindedness and forgetfulness as well. How to overcome this? Is there no way that we can overcome this? We have little way to compensate for this. We shall discuss 4 different steps. Number 1 is called self-fulfilling prophecy. What is this? Once, imagine you are not as quick as you wanted to be to recollect some information. So you took more time and you thought you didn't have good memory. And with that opinion, we tend to live rest of our life. So there is some opinion and there's someone, something he has told you, and you live your life fulfilling that little thing that has got into your brain. So never ever tell yourself that you got a poor memory. Tell yourself that you got a beautiful brain. You have wonderful memory you have. And anything you must do with excitement, with lot of interest and concentration. And that impression will go and get stored in the brain in a proper manner, and it will be very easy to be pulled out. Self-fulfilling prophecy. Tell yourself that you have very good memory, number 1. Number 2. Relaxation. What is this? Most of us, from morning till night, we are running from pillar to post. Businessman, teacher, postmaster, bank manager, politician, scientist, you and I, running. For what? God knows. And never there is a time for us to sit back 5 minutes in a day to get in touch with ourselves. Maybe you can do meditation. Try to relax yourself. So the mind is so much agitated and so much of turbulence that whole data has actually gone haywire. And from this huge data to recall, it will take some time. So I'm telling you, very important thing is, it is okay not to do anything for 5 minutes in a day. Just sit back quietly and do relaxation. And maybe learn some meditation course and relax. And you see that your memory has become much better than what you have right now. Number 3. Use it or lose it. What is this? Brain has got a philosophy that whatever we have learnt, if we are using it, brain will retain it. If we are not using it, brain will automatically will delete the data from our brain. Most of us went to school and college and we had kept the data till our exams were there. So the moment exams got over and you know that you don't need that information anymore, and brain has deleted that data out of your brain. You are working in a government office, maybe scientific department, you are running your own business, and then you need to possess few skills and few techniques, maybe little of data that is there till the time you're working. So the moment you retired, the moment you are doing nothing, brain thinks that you don't need this information, automatically it would delete out of your brain. So Anything that you are not using it, brain will lose it. So what we should do, you have to keep on using what you have learnt. Maybe participate in some intellectual forums, maybe read some books, and then maybe be part of some debates and discussions, maybe take part in doing some new course. Recently, I read about an article from Orissa, where a person at the age of 65 went on to do his PhD. For what? Because he wanted to keep his brain active and alert. That's it. So, you have to keep using the brain. Maybe you can do some Sudoku puzzles. Maybe you can participate in some quiz competitions. And you have to keep your brain active. Then you will have very good memory. And the fourth thing, the most important thing is mind and body connection. What is this mind and body connection? Very simple. Most of us don't take time out from a busy schedule to do some exercise. We don't go to gym, we don't go for a walk, we don't do yoga, we don't go for swimming. And you have learnt as early as you were a child that healthy brain lives in a healthy body. So our brain body is not active. And once the body is giving up, brain would automatically deteriorate. So if you want to keep the brain active, first and foremost thing is remain physically fit. It is very essential that you have to keep working at least 30 minutes to 1 hour in a gym or doing some yoga, go for a walk, and then maybe have one peer group who similar to your nature, people who like to be fit. And if we can do this, brain would automatically be very, very active. So memory is very important for all of us. So many adults think that memory is only required for examinations. No. If there is no memory, we are equal to a vegetable. Whether you are there or not there doesn't really matter, neither for you nor for others. So you need to have good memory. And for this only, irrespective of your age, we are doing some memory workshops. Starting in the first week of April in Hyderabad. Every workshop will run for 7 days from Sunday to Saturday. Daily 4 hours. If you are interested to join the course or you want to put your son or a daughter who can learn and then learn these techniques and can apply that in the textbooks, then call me up on 9866018989. I repeat, call me up on 9866018989 or log on to our website jsimma.in and we shall explore new methods of memory. So when you have a healthy brain, you'll always be a wonderful person to be around. I look forward to seeing you mentally and physically healthy and happy. So thank you so much and see you again.